You're listening to the English Express Radio Podcast. Share the show with your friends by having them visit us online at theenglishexpress.com. You can also find us on Facebook or join our group on vk.com. All aboard the English Express.
Good morning and welcome to the English Express Radio Podcast. How you doing, kiddo? Drinking a beer.
No, sir. Dr. Pepper, nectar of the gods.
Oh, it looked like a beer to me. Hey, why does it say, why does that say whiskey on it?
No, sir. No, sir. No alcohol for me.
Did you know?
I've closed that chapter of my life.
Did you know that we got a review?
About no our way. Show. Really?
Swear. I want you to go right now. Go
people
to.
People listen to the show?
People do. Go to theenglishexpress.com. Okay?
Okay. All right. Everybody get their browsers out. We'll do this together. All right. Okay. Theenglishexpress.com.
Okay. I made some changes.
Your one-stop shop for all audio files and entertainment.
Okay. I made some changes to the website.
Yeah. I can't find Zoom from the website, by the way.
Oh, yeah. I'll add that back. Okay. But
thank
I want you to look on the menu all the way to the right. It says what people are saying about the show.
Okay. Rickrolled. No, no, that's not it.
No. It's on the menu bar across the top.
Ah, yes. Ah, I see it.
All right. So click on what people are saying about the show, and what does it say there?
You guys should be on the real radio, Jesus Christ. I didn't know Jesus Christ had a radio show. I would love to be on that.
I would listen to that show.
Yeah.
But look, it has a title. The title says, "This show is awesome."
Awesome. Sorry. Is that copyright infringement?
It might be.
That's the next thing I think of.
And anybody can leave reviews. All you have to do is go to theenglishexpress.com, click on what people are saying about the show, and there is, as you can see right there, a little contact form where you can tell us exactly what you think. So I tried to make it a little bit easy for people to tell us.
Very cool. I like the new new layout. It's very visually appealing.
It too. So you guys need to go check that out. TheEnglishExpress.com. Leave us some contacts. Not contacts, reviews. There you go. Oh, we got 5 stars too, by the
and
way.
And if you guys really want to, yeah, and if you want to, you can, I think you can see a little bit of side boob on T-Fizzle. So good for you.
Okay.
Way to put yourself out there like that. Takes a lot of, guts.
Do you know what happened in 1632?
No, but
very
for some reason
date.
I wanted to bring up Columbus.
No, that was 1492.
1492.
Okay.
Yeah.
In 1632, England granted the second Lord Baltimore settlement rights in an area surrounding Chesapeake Bay, most of which would later become the state of Maryland. His response? That's so Ravens.
Oh, wow.
Wait. There we go. In 1782, Congress approved the Great Seal of the United States. That balancing the ball on the nose trick clinched it. They even... Because he's a seal. They even gave it extra fish that night for dinner.
Amen.
The Great Seal of the United States. In 1837, Queen Victoria ascended to the throne of England, guaranteeing that over 170 years later, Kate Blanchett would always have work. Because she always plays the Queen of England, you know? What terrible movie.
And France, right?
Yeah, she's always playing queens. She's weird. And in 18...
Such a regal role.
In 1867, President Andrew Johnson, he was a very big Johnson.
Oh, wow.
He announced that the United States had purchased Alaska after sitting through an incredibly long timeshare presentation. Did you know? You know, Juneau is a city in Alaska.
Oh, right. Sorry. I was too focused on Djibouti. That's the only geography I focus on.
Well, yes, President Johnson said it was a good deal as long as the check cleared and there were fair banks.
Ho ho! I don't get that joke, but I bet it was funny.
Because the banks are fair, you know, Fairbanks, Alaska. Okay, those are bad jokes. and lastly, in 1893, a jury found Lizzie Borden innocent of killing her parents with an axe, but the poem remains, and the attorney's argument made sense. Can't blame the axe if you don't have the facts.
What?
Lizzie Borden, you never heard of her? She killed her parents with an axe.
I don't even
understand. Okay, you know what? That's a joke about OJ. You know, if the glove don't fit, you must acquit.
Oh, okay.
Oh, man. Well, you know what? I tell you what, though. I was hungry today. Did you have lunch yet?
No, sir. I haven't had lunch yet.
Well, I did. I had 4 cans of alphabet soup, and then I had a giant vowel movement.
Oh, no. Begs the question, where did all the consonants go?
Oh, my gosh. Okay, we got to do a death pile. Death and religion.
Oh, wow. Combining two of the worst things in this world.
No. This is good stuff, buddy. So tell me this. If you're at college, you know, you're doing your classes and you suddenly get an emergency notification that there's an active shooter on the campus where you are.
That's happened to me before in real life. That's something that has actually happened, by the way.
And what happened?
They put everyone on alert through via text message and email. So if you're registered on either of those, you got an alert. Hey, somebody just shot a gun in the parking lot. We're checking it out, but we don't see him yet. So we all just stayed in class and kept working.
Nobody freaked out?
We were all kind of like, you know, looking out the window sort of thing. But turns out the guy did. They thought he left the campus after shooting, but he came back. Like he went towards the campus after the shooting. So he was on campus for like 2 hours after that before they found him. But yeah.
Okay. Well, let me tell you. Well, this is what happened at Rutgers. Okay. They sent out a campus-wide email saying that we're going to test the system. Okay. These are people who are in class right now. They get an email, and then they tested it via text message to all of their phones.
Well, that seems like a mistake.
Really? What's the problem with that?
Well, you know, maybe the people in their class aren't checking their email while their professor is talking. However, their cell phone might be in their pocket. So, you know, I don't know. Maybe a false alarm might ensue.
Yeah. So they sent out this text message saying that there's an active shooter killing people on campus.
Lovely.
And so people received the alert at 9:49, which told them to seek safe shelter, followed after a period of time by the phrase, test, test.
Jeez.
So for 2 minutes, people
Maybe open with that. Just an idea.
So people are freaked out for 2 minutes while they're waiting for the notification that it's only a test. And then it said, end training scenario. Rutgers police officials say they now recognize that the original message's wording caused concern and they'll make future changes to protocol.
Good job, Rutgers. Way to step in and save the day on that one.
Yeah. So, probably not the best way to go on that. Now, I'm going to give you a worst case nightmare.
Okay.
What would you do if you found yourself trapped in an elevator?
First, I would see if the movies are real and if there's some magic escape hatch in the top.
There isn't.
All right. Then I recoil in horror because everything in movies have been a lie up until this point.
Okay.
And so after
after
I get over that, you know, probably 2 days have passed and I've probably had help by some time.
Well, you would think so.
Yeah.
In the Chinese city of Xian, X-I-A-N, Exxon, we'll call it Exxon. They cut power. John? Okay. They cut the power to this elevator and left it for a month and did not check if anybody's inside for a month.
Okay, that's a lot longer than the 2 days it would take me to get over Hollywood being a liar.
Yeah, they found a female corpse in there.
Oh, Jesus.
They found that the 43-year-old woman had apparently starved to death. According to local media, she was mentally ill and her family just thought she'd wandered off somewhere. So
I love that the family thinks she wandered off somewhere and still doesn't make a call. Like, no. They don't even look for her. Like, oh, she walked away. Oh, well. There's no avenue to follow this, right?
You know why? Because she's a girl in China. If she had been a boy, they would have had the National Guard out searching for her.
I personally like girls better than boys, but maybe I'm alone in that here.
Not in China, because, you know, they only have a one-child policy, so they're only able to have the one kid, and boys are more valuable than girls are.
I felt like that was an outdated thing. Is that still true?
No, it's still going on because of the overpopulation out there. They can't feed all the people they've got, so they maintain their one-child policy. And if you find out there's a girl, a lot of parents will have an abortion and try again until they get a boy. Because the boy can do more work. The boy will bring more money. But the problem is how is a boy going to find a wife? So
go to Paris.
It's a major, major problem in China. What, they're communists. They can't just leave.
Well, I mean, they have boats, right?
Yeah, they're not allowed to leave. So
okay, but I mean, I'm just saying, if it's 3 o'clock in the morning and you're in a boat with no lights, I don't see how anyone's going to stomp you.
Yeah, but it's not as easy as all that. It's kind of a big ocean out there. But I'm sure this will surprise you. China actually has poor records on workplace safety. Never would have guessed that in China. And they have no proper safety procedures. And where they do have them, they're routinely ignored. So that's how you end up with the Chinese workers cutting power and just going home for a month and coming back to do the repairs and finding her dead body.
That's awful. I feel bad for that. Well, that just sounds like the worst way to die, to be trapped in a box until you starve to death.
It's horrendous. Just unbelievable. Do you remember the very first episode of Futurama?
Yeah, I do.
Do you remember how the main character Fry meets his robot friend Bender?
Where does he meet him? He was in line for a suicide booth.
Yes,
and he got to choose between like semi-painful or like horrifying torturous death.
And he said, "Hey, let me out. You have chosen horrifyingly painful." So, have you ever wondered what it's like to die and then be cremated?
I always imagined the cremation part. I probably wouldn't play a big role in. I kind of think I wouldn't really be there for that.
Well, if you've ever wondered what it's like to be cremated, well, come on down to Samadali Death Simulator in Shanghai. The simulator just recently opened. A death simulator. It's intended to stop people from being scared of death. It begins by having you lie down on a giant conveyor belt, which takes you into an oven where you die and are cremated. Once you're dead, you find yourself in a huge area made of latex. This is the womb from which you're reborn into a pool of warm water. So it costs you $60. And one visitor says this is a really interesting feeling. It at least gives you the chance to calm down and brings you back to Earth to think about some of life's problems. I think it's a little bit different from what people might be used to.
So let me get this straight. Their idea about getting you afraid of death is to simulate death, right?
That make you less afraid.
Okay, all right. So I have a cure for all the people suffering from PTSD in our country, okay?
Okay.
Let's put them in the middle of a battle zone, right? But we're going to put them in body armor so that they won't actually get killed. And then they'll be desensitized to, you know, people shooting at them and loud noises and you know, that kind of stuff. And they'll be cured, right? Isn't that how it works?
So if I send you to Shanghai, are you going to try this?
Okay, if you pay for me to go to Shanghai, I will totally try this.
Oh, I'm not paying for you.
Oh, no, screw that. I'm not
You're
going.
Just going. All right. What if I told you that I took a selfie with God in heaven, and I'm dead serious about it?
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and show you the Bible where it talks about how no man has seen God or will until,
nope,
you know.
I visited him at Easter time. It was Easter. And
right,
I visited
heaven. Was he wearing
heaven.
Bunny ears, wearing bunny ears and passing out chocolate?
He was not, but he was a real nice guy. And I took a selfie while I was in heaven. But
yeah,
and I'll show it to you. I will show it to you.
It's just a big bright light. Just
no,
look,
but
it's real.
You have to pay me $350 and you have to purchase it through the Incredible Happenings Church website. Go yeah. on down to incrediblechurchhappenings.com and pay us $350 and I will share my selfie with God with you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure this is going to surprise you, but he's been getting quite a lot of trouble on social media. People have been making fun of him.
What a surprise.
Including this sarcastic tweet, which says, "Shout out to Pastor Mburo for being the first human to go to heaven and come back. Jesus couldn't do it. We're still waiting for him." So, yeah. And then last thing, new study says, if you want to get happy, get religion. Joining and actively participating in a religious group can do more for somebody's sustained happiness than any other form of social participation. And that includes volunteering, playing sports, or taking a class, according to the London School of Economics. I'm sensing some skepticism from you.
What? Me? No. I fully agree with that statement.
Come on, what's going on? You don't think that religious groups help people be happy? I mean, obviously you believe it. If you don't believe in God, this isn't going to help you. But if you're a religious person, why wouldn't this help you?
Because people suck, period. And religious people can be super judgmental and micromanage every part of your life. Like, how many religious old crones do you know that want to know every little detail about your life? And if you slip up once, they tell everybody.
You don't have to share that. You can look, and you don't have to be friends with everybody at church. You can get yourself a nice group of people that you agree with and like.
Okay, tell that to all the people who always want to shake my hand and say thank you for coming and want to like touch my arm and stuff. Let go of me.
You're going to the wrong church, buddy.
I have a personal bubble and you're in it. Get out.
Well, church appears for most people who go to church to play a very important social role in keeping depression at bay and also as a coping mechanism during periods of illness later in life. I mean,
social
look,
role? Pff, I'd rather play badminton.
Okay, so what, they can play badminton at church, dude.
No, and, I think that's against the rules, dude.
And think about this. If you have a support system around you, people who care about you and believe in the same things that you do, when you get depressed, you've got people who can help lift you up, so you're less likely to get depressed. And if you stay active in church as you get older and you're sick, people come and sing you songs at Christmas time.
Huzzah.
Even researchers admit they're not clear whether this benefit is about religion, having faith, or whether it's more about a sense of belonging and being a part of a caring community. The study did find that participating in a religious organization was the only social activity that provided sustained happiness. Joining political organizations lost their benefits over time. In addition, short-term benefits from the social connections lead to depressive symptoms later on. So if you get involved in like community organizations or political organizations, first you're happy, then it loses their benefits, and it actually leads you to become more depressed later on. So participating in religious organizations help you be happier for longer. Come on, don't do that, man. That's gross.
Excuse me.
All right, well, we're going to take
I was praying, and that was my happiness bubbling out of me.
Okay.
I felt the power of the Lord through your word.
That was somewhat disrespectful, but I will let it go this time.
I'm going to learn how to burp amen.
You get back to me when you have that ability.
Yeah, I'll be back after the break. Don't worry.
We're going to take a break, and we're going to come back with some wedding news here on the English Express Radio Podcast.
You're listening to the English Express Radio Podcast, the only radio show that supplements your English from some guy's garage. All aboard the English Express.
Hi, I'm Cliff from the English Express Radio Podcast. If you need help with an art or video project, we know somebody who's got the proven experience to make any project come to life. Visit facebook.com/ Tara Fox the Artist and take a look at some of her art, film, and video work and graphic design. Years of experience mean she can capture your vision and produce the perfection you're looking for. So market your stuff the right way and visit facebook.com/ Tara Fox the Artist. Hi, this is Cliff.
And this is Brandon.
And this is the English Express Radio Podcast, the greatest podcast ever produced.
Whoa, wait a minute. What?
What do you mean?
I'm pretty sure we're not the greatest podcast ever produced. I mean, have you heard of Serial?
No.
Cracked Podcast?
No.
Surprisingly Awesome?
No. Okay. The English Express Radio Podcast, the greatest podcast ever produced that I have actually listened to. Visit us online at theenglishexpress.com and tell your friends to download a few shows because, well, apparently we need it.
Yeah, if you ever want to measure up with podcasts that are actually good, like The Bugle with John Oliver, or WTF with Mark Maron, or...
You're listening to the English Express Radio Podcast. Don't like it? Try it with mustard.
Welcome back to the English Express Radio Podcast. Did you notice something different about our commercials this time?
Yeah, they sounded really high quality. All the other commercials have sucked in comparison.
Well, we've actually started adding commercial spots that promote ourselves. I don't know why we didn't do that sooner.
Because it's work and I'm lazy.
And I should mention, because I think you mentioned this when you heard the spot first, I'm going to bring the bass down on that other commercial spot about Tara Fox, the artist, on Facebook. And Brandon mentioned I should probably spell her name. It's facebook.com/ Tara Fox, the artist. Tara Fox, the artist.
And that's Fox like F-O-X, not F-A-U-X, which my wife keeps telling me is fa, but she's wrong.
No,
that's
it's faux. It's pronounced faux.
Faux, fa, fox. It's all in there, dude.
And that would sound ridiculous. Tara Faux, the artist.
Tara Faux.
That makes no sense. But she does video editing, graphic design, art. So anything you might need, you should go check that out and see some of her work. And she'll do anything you need. So check that out. When you use the public restroom, how do you flush the toilet?
Hopefully by standing up, because they have cool sensors now.
Nope, this one doesn't have sensors.
Okay, then I do use my shoe. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, all of you janitors who hate me.
I did that too. 64% of people flush the toilet with their foot.
Oh, yeah. And the people who actually work in the restrooms, they hate when you do that. You know why?
No idea why.
Because people are jerks and push too hard and break it. Yeah, they push the handle again and again and again. And when hundreds of people use their boot to push the handle, it loosens and loosens and eventually starts leaking or gets broken off.
Now, why do you think people do that?
Germs.
That's exactly right. They're squeamish about public restrooms.
I'm like, I've been in enough boys' restrooms growing up to know how few people wash their hands, and I'm not trying to touch a toilet after them.
Well, according to the annual healthy hand washing survey, which, seriously, why do you need a hand washing survey every year?
Right. Come on, people.
Well, we're not really into touching the toilet flusher, but we aren't very careful about washing our hands afterwards. 70% admitted they only rinse their hands underwater and don't use soap. What about you?
I am a dork about washing my hands.
Are you serious?
I turn the water hot, so it gets to probably like 90 to 110 degrees Fahrenheit. So it's like really hot water to where my skin starts turning red if I hold it in there for too long. And so then I'll wet my hands and throw some soap on there. I'll rub like the fronts and backs in between all the fingers for about a minute and 30 seconds. And then I'll take all of my fingers together and put my fingertips in kind of a star pattern. And I put my fingernails into one palm and twist counterclockwise and clockwise back and forth and clean out underneath all my fingernails at once. And I'll do that with both hands. And then I'll go and literally pick underneath all my fingernails, then wash them one more time and then rinse it. It takes me 2.5 minutes or so to wash my hands.
Okay, you are definitely a dork.
Yeah, my stuff gets clean, and I do it probably about 10 or 15 times a day.
Top complaints about public restrooms. 82% say they smell bad. Those are truck stop restrooms.
Or gas station. You ever go into an AM/PM?
Oh, yeah, it's bad.
Yeah, and you don't even know who was using that big old key before you.
80% say toilets are too often clogged or not flushed. They leave a present for you when you walk in.
Oh, yuck.
73% say overall appearance is just dirty, unkempt, old. And more than two-thirds say that a bad restroom is the same as bad management. So much so that 64% of people say they'll think twice about patronizing a business if the restroom is dirty. So if you own a business and you want people to come visit you, pay attention to your bathroom.
It is important. You know, and the other thing about washing your hands that a lot of people neglect is after they wash their hands, they'll just churn off the water with their freshly washed hands. And it's like, dude, you realize that you just negated the whole reason for washing your hands, right? Because the guy who was using the toilet, who didn't wash his hands, who came to the sink, you know, with his peanuts still stuck to his fingers, if you know what I'm saying, and he uses that faucet and then washes his hands and walks away. Well, you wash your hands and turn off the faucet from the same part that he touched with his poop. It's on your hands now.
That's
you
gross.
You should probably use a napkin to turn off the water.
Probably good advice. I'm going to have to agree with you on that one. Now,
let's go fishing.
We're not going fishing. We're going to talk love and marriage. There's only two stories, but it is all about love. It is exciting and new.
Is it?
It is. Okay. There's only two stories, so I'm not going to play the whole song. Now, does Sacramento still have a newspaper? Is it still the Sacramento Bee?
It is.
Okay. I want you to imagine something.
Well, I'm sorry. I assume that it is. I haven't actually seen one in a good 4 years.
Well, I want you to pretend like the Sacramento Bee still exists and you open the pages to read the paper in the morning. All right?
Okay.
And you see an ad for a prospective wife. How old are you?
Wait, what?
Somebody looking for a wife.
Not old enough to be looking for a wife in the newspaper. All right. certainly not ugly enough to be looking for a wife in the newspaper.
Okay. Well, let's say you're 40 years old, just pretend. Okay. And you see this ad that say, you know, looking for a prospective wife, 34 to 38 years old, attractive, ready, willing, and able to have kids ASAP, prepared to be a stay-at-home mom, willing to relocate, and more. It also added, if you voted for Obama or plan to vote for Hillary, you're not for me. And then you see your picture and your name.
Whoa.
This is a full page ad.
Who put that in?
Mr. Baron Brooks of Idaho says, my father did this without my consent.
Oh, no.
I cannot even describe to you how embarrassing and ridiculous this is. Brooks went on to say that his 78-year-old father, who lives in Beverly Hills, is nuts and does weird stuff and nobody knows why. Incidentally, thanks to the ad, he's currently been dating two different women.
Thanks, Dad.
It worked. It cost him $900 to take out this full-page ad.
He lives in Beverly Hills. That's just like his morning latte.
So, how young is too young to get married?
14.
So, what should the marrying age be?
See, here's where I'm going to lose a lot of people, because I, one hand, I'm like, I don't know, 22.
How about 12?
No, absolutely not.
No?
No.
Well, in Virginia, they have finally decided that 12-year-olds getting married probably isn't the best idea.
Hallelujah.
If you look at the law, it appears that 16 is the legal age to wed in Virginia, but when you read the actual state law, it reveals that kids as young as 12 can legally marry with parental permission and if the girl is already pregnant.
Wow.
Believe it or not, wow, youngsters that are not even in their teens have been granted marriage licenses in Virginia. Republican Jill Vogel is out to change that and says the current laws are not protecting children, you think?
Right?
She hopes to put an end to that loophole with Senate Bill 415 and Companion Bill 703, which call for raising the minimum age for all marriages to 16, period. I think they should probably make it illegal for 12-year-olds to get pregnant.
Thank you. That's what I was going to say. I was waiting for you to stop talking so I could start ranting. Are you kidding me?
No.
You got a 12-year-old pregnant and you're concerned about a wedding? No, if I'm that 12-year-old daughter's dad, you need to be calling the mortuary? Call the dude who picks up dead bodies. Call that guy, because you're going to need him, not the priest.
No kidding. Shockingly, or not shockingly, both bills literally flew through the respective chambers and approved by the governor. 16 and 17-year-olds can still get married, but they have to petition a judge who considers their ages, maturity, and criminal history and determine if they're being threatened or forced to marry. Amazingly,
you know, I've known... In my high school years, there was one girl in particular who I knew was ready to be a wife at 17 years old.
Yeah, you know? And there's okay. But there are people against this 12-year-old, allowing 12-year-olds to marry. Republican Senator Thomas Garrett says, this bill replaces the insight and judgment of parents with that of the court. That guy should get voted out. That is horrendous.
Wait, so he wants 12-year-olds?
He wants 12-year-olds to get married if the parents agree to it.
Scumbag.
Terrible. All right, guys, that is our show for
today.
Right, he wants to marry a 12-year-old.
He wants to. He's mad that the bill got passed. He had his eyes on an 11-year-old, was just waiting for her to mature.
Oh, my God. So we'll be back next week on the English Express Radio Podcast. Thanks for joining us.
Can I get sued for slander?
No, you can't, because he supports that bill.
Allegedly rapes children, that guy.
All right, so join us online. Send us emails, info@theenglishexpress.com. See you guys next week.
Learning English these days requires cutting-edge thinking, cutting-edge technology, and we don't understand any of it. You're listening to the English Express Radio Podcast.